Previously on the originals, this town was my home once. I want it back.
You mean you don't recognize me?
It's been a long time, Finn.
I'm Caleb.
Davina.
Esther, I have come to heal our family.
What could possibly be more important than the return of our mother?
Our father. I saw him. He was enslaved with some spell cast by Davina. Release me!
And Diane. In time.
Let's finish this.
Perhaps your next body will last a little longer than this one, brother. What do you want?
I only want us to be a family again, Elijah.
Save your strength. My chains don't break so easily. Having sweet dreams.
Get out of my head.
I'm not in your head, dear. You were screaming. Go ahead. Get your bearings. We have much to discuss.
Dreaming about ripping apart when you woke earlier. Was it your new little plaything, Haley? Or was it someone else? Well, stop fighting, Elijah. I brought you here to listen. And you're not going anywhere until I've said my piece.
So speak.
I want you to rejoin our family, but as a witch. I want you to leave behind the grotesque savage vampirism has made of you. Take the body of a mortal. We can all be happy again. Start over.
You do know you're entirely demented, don't you?
Am I? I'm not the one who pulls the wings off every beautiful butterfly that he finds. Like the woman who flits across the edge of your nightmare.
Let me go. Now.
How quickly you slip back into your more savage self. The moral son I've raised is now but a mask. Worn to hide ancient demons.
You know nothing.
See, that's where you're wrong. I know more about the secrets you carry than you do. Shall I list them? I can begin with the first little butterfly you destroyed. The sweet young widow from our village who caught your eye when you were still human. You remember her, of course. How could you forget the first girl to ever steal your heart? She of mystical blood. The doppelganger. Tatia.
I did nothing but love that woman until the day you took her life.
I know that's what you believe. Which is precisely why you are here. I need to show you the monster you really are. When I do, you will beg for salvation. And happily, I shall provide it. It was Samhain. When we danced and killed the best of our livestock to appease the gods for a new season. All women envied her. All men wanted her. But she only had eyes for one.
Do not tell me you came to save Loki the pig from his fate.
No, I'm afraid Loki the pig's fate is to be food. Just as you are fated to love another.
And you? Fated to watch from the shadows, The noble Martha. Fate does not dictate my harsh leisure. I was fated to throw myself on a pyre after my husband died in battle, but I did not. I chose to live, and I chose to give my heart once more. To someone strong, protective, fierce, and yet noble and gentle. Choose you, Elijah. And you choose to have our first kiss where your mother slaughters the pigs. Not very romantic.
Perhaps we should set Loki the pig free. Seems one's fate can change. After all.
But that was just the beginning. A brief moment of happiness. That is how it always begins. A butterfly lands upon your finger, unaware that it will lead to her tragic end.
Her tragic end came when you drained her body of blood. Offer a spell to smother the wolf within Niklaus's memory, sir.
Actually, Elijah, your memory doesn't serve you at all. You just don't realize it yet. But by the time we are done here, you will. We should get her to a hospital.
Oh, hello, darling. Like to huff and puff and blow the house down.
You know, it's funny how often a person's sharp tongue can end up cutting their own throat.
Klaus, he's just a kid. Give him a break.
Yeah, she's right. You know, you might want to try a bit of lavender under your pillow. Does wonders for stuck-up pillets with anger issues.
Hey, shut it.
I promise not to kill Davina. I said nothing of this insolence.
Sod.
Klaus, come on.
A minute ago, you had the opportunity to kill your father with this thing, and you didn't. You're not going to kill this kid with it either.
Fine.
Thank you.
Go get the car. Let's take her to the hospital. You've got away with words.
Well, I've traveled.
You seem to have crossed continents in order to weasel your way into Davina's good graces, thereby meddling in my family business. Strange, isn't it? Yes, of course, it's your family business. You know, ever since my dinner with my mother and Finn, I've been wondering when you might make an appearance. Cole.
And the jig is up. Hello, brother.
It's not that I begrudge you hitching a ride back to the land of the living. It's just that you're making all the wrong friends, brother. And I've half a mind to show you how wrong you are.
But you're not going to do that, are you? Because your little blonde friend told you to leave me alone. I'm curious, does she take one of those little plastic baggies out when she takes you for a walk?
Cammy, I changed my mind. I am going to kill him after all. Cammy. Elijah, where are you? Michael's loose with the stake, and Cammy is a hostage, and I'm weaponless and in need of reinforcement. Urgently. Wake her up. Tell her to get Michael back here now.
Well, let me think about that. No.
So you should probably get going, Nick.
Michael, he's probably jonesing for a restorative snack about now.
It's a shame for you to find, Cammy, is it?
Nothing more than a bloodless husk.
We're not done, you and I.
It'd be really useful if you woke up about now. I kicked a few familial hornets' nests. It'd be
You have to do that.
I despise voicemail. Do you have the white oak steak?
A bit of a snack, truthfully.
Is that what you would like for me to pass along?
Tell her that I've got everything under control. I'm keeping an eye on Davina. She's working on a spell to unlink her mates from Klaus's sire line so that she can kill him without them dying too. I'm sure the stake will come back into play when she's ready.
How close is she to completing the spell?
Well, she's joined Mother's linking and sire bond spells in reverse. It's quite clever, really.
Huh. What's she using as a binder?
I'm not sure. Still trying to work that one out.
Work harder.
Mother needs Klaus alive and connected. So may I suggest that if you can't find that stake, you either kill the girl's spell or you kill that girl.
Klaus will find you.
Well, he will. But I will be ready.
How? I've seen the kind of pain that blade causes.
I have thought through more pain than anyone, living or dead. But once I feed, I shall be restored. Not on you. You, my dear, are leverage. Once I threaten to dismember you in front of him, Klaus will hesitate. And in that moment of weakness, I shall end him.
This is crazy. The two of you going round and round trying to kill each other. You're obsessing over the death of someone whose fatal flaw is he was fathered by another god.
Hush! You are the enabler of the weak. No wonder he seeks your company. I hear music. And while there's music, there's food. Well, what have we here?
Hillbilly Halloween.
Oh, perfect.
A binder. Where'd you find that?
What happened?
I mean, you're awake. I'm starting to freak out. You okay?
My head. Klaus?
Angry bloke. With the deadly aim. Yeah, he smashed the place up and then he left.
Where'd he go?
To hunt down your pet serial killer friend. This is not to be Mr. Judgmental here, but I'm starting to question the company that you keep.
The White Oak Steak?
It's gone, I'm afraid. The serial killer one took it.
Michael! Why isn't this working?
Now, right? You're out for quite a long time. Maybe that's got something to do with it here. From water.
No, you don't understand. If Michael's free, he can kill Klaus. And then my friends die too.
Well, if I understand all this, Michael's been trying to kill Klaus for eons. How are you going to stop him?
I'm not. I need to finish my spell now.
So his werewolf pays you help get out of the quarter, made it to the safe house up north.
Great. My good deed for the decade.
Maybe the vampires and us free wolves can work together after all.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Anyway, thanks for helping.
Don't thank me. Thank Elijah.
I would have, but I can't get a hold of him. I went to the compound thinking he'd be there.
Really? Thought you always have tabs on him.
I mean, we haven't really been on the best terms lately. He wouldn't just disappear, though.
Last I knew, he was going to keep the wolves distracted. Your boy Oliver was going to help him.
I couldn't track down Oliver either. If they're both missing,
Where are you going?
To find them.
Not on your own, you're not.
You're hungry, aren't you? It's been hours since you fed. What an awful thing to feed upon the blood of others. For this I blame myself. And your father. We tried to make you children strong. But instead we cursed you all.
What am I? How many?
Six.
You slaughtered six villages, brother. You tore them apart, so they were nothing at all. What have I become? You seem like the wolves of the village. Cursed to turn the moons for. Beside himself with rage. It seems this affliction can only be passed by a certain kind of conception.
And do our siblings share this affliction? Do you share this affliction?
No. I don't. He is not my father, is he?
Changes nothing. Fine, most. We are here for you, as we shall be always.
Tatya!
I failed to see your point here.
I compelled Tatya to forget what she saw and she did.
You'd only been a vampire for a few days. You hadn't yet learned compulsion.
No. And I remember that clearly.
Do you? You still thought there weren't lines you wouldn't cross. People you wouldn't hurt. Things you wouldn't do. But you are wrong. That is what I'm here to show you.
Tatya! 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 Wait! Wait!
Stay away from me.
I won't hurt you.
What have you become?
I would have always been. I'm the one who loves you.
You knew how special she was. I always thought you would protect her. That she would be your wife. That one day I might call her daughter. Instead...
I didn't hurt her.
You've taught yourself to hide from who and what you are for 1,000 years.
I did not hurt Tatya. I could not.
But you did.
Your mother asked for my blood. She said nothing of the dark magic that would turn you into a monster.
I'm not a monster.
I got you. Oh, my beautiful boy. No more hiding. It is time now for you to remember it all.
No!
Still, I will not hurt you. I don't want it.
Lush.
Run.
You didn't want to hurt her. You loved her. But you couldn't fight what you had become. What I had turned you into. Predator. And she became your prey.
This was you. You murdered her for her blood. And then used it to cripple Klaus for centuries. I won't listen to another word.
You don't have to listen, son. All you have to do is remember.
Thank you.
you honestly think to hold me with a blade forged for pain? Unlike the weak, unlike you, I gain strength from pain. Soon you will know the taste of white oak as it pierces your heart.
It's very clever, Lyco. Compelling the locals to say to my face what you dare not. Enjoy the theatrics.
They only delay the inevitable.
Well, perhaps we should hold off on this.
No, I have everything I need. Combine a nodding spell with a sire bond spell. Just have to combine them the right way.
And do them in reverse. It's pretty advanced for a wee girl like you.
Now I can give you a list of people who have underestimated me. Not one of them has done it a second time.
Well, perhaps I should help you. I'm pretty good at stuff like this.
I don't think so. It's not just saying the spells backwards, it's changing the verb tense into...
Nemo, Anus, Anemibus, Canem, Sanguino, the rest of Duo. Like I said, pretty good at what I do. It's never paid to underestimate me either.
Okay. Let's do this.
I used to try to convince Klaus that there was good in everyone. She really did care about him. Deep inside once. He told me I was naive. That I could never fathom how deep your hatred ran.
I didn't always hate him. When Niklaus was born, I was overjoyed. I thought, this one has the eyes of a warrior. He will be worthy. But my hope was short-lived. And when I found out that he wasn't really my son, my relief was glorious. But that passed with the knowledge that he was begat of a beast.
His mother's infidelity was not his fault.
Everything that followed was because of Niklaus's obsession with the wolves. He ventured out to watch them turn under the full moon, and he took my youngest son, Henrik. He was but a child, and he was torn apart.
An accident.
An accident? He murdered my wife, his own mother, who sought to cleanse him of his beast-like nature. He betrayed me. He turned my entire family against me. And yet, you defend him.
I have desperately tried to convince him not to kill you. That the bloodshed in your family does not have to be an endless cycle. And after centuries on this earth, do you really not see that all of your violence is pointless?
Let me hazard a guess. You are one of these alienists, right?
We're called therapists these days, and to be honest, you could do with some couch time.
Actually, my dear, since my wound does not appear to be healing, what I could do with right now is some food.
You said you wouldn't.
Yes, I did, didn't I? And although the blood of a fawn barely makes for good fodder, in times of need, even the devil eats flies.
I'm a tad busy. What is it, Haley?
Something has happened to Elijah. He was supposed to be our decoy last night, but now he's vanished.
There's blood everywhere. Werewolf and vampire. There's a trail. I need you to help us track it.
Well, as much as I might like to help you find my brother, I have more pressing matters at the moment.
What's more important than your own brother?
My life. Davina had Michael on a magical leash, and it broke. Now Michael has Tunde's blade, the white oak stake, and Cammy.
I'm gonna get her back.
And then I'm gonna end this. Either Michael or I will be ash by day's end. And if you do find my brother, please tell him I could do with a hand.
Stop! Stop! This isn't working.
Well, maybe you're just doing it wrong.
No.
We have to get this right. Josh and Marcel, their lives depend on it. Look, just stop chanting. I'll chant and turn your power.
Release me!
I've been wondering when you might make an appearance. Kara.
You're one of them. Liar!
That hurts. Okay.
You ruined the spell and now my friends are gonna die because of you.
My mother said, kill the spell or kill her. And I happen to like you.
Oh, please.
Listen, you don't disobey Mother Dearest without some consequences. Yes, she brought me back to life, but she's mad as a hatter. And that man, you've made your pet my father. Well, he's more of a lunatic than she is.
What, you just unleash him?
You're the one who brought him back to life first.
I had him under control.
Yeah, right up until the point you didn't, which is when he threatened me. He wanted freedom, so I freed him. You want to know my secrets? And here you go. Go on, have at it. Yes, I'm a Michelson, but I've got just as much reason to loathe a lot of them as you do.
You deactivated my bracelet. How?
It's a dark object. I know a little something about creating and destroying them.
Show me.
All right. You're distorting my memories. It was you who killed Tatya.
Oh, I used her blood to bind the spell that suppressed Niklaus's werewolf aspect. But by the time you brought her to me, she was already dead.
You can't rewrite history.
No, I cannot. And I did not. Not until I had your consent. When you became yourself again, you brought her to me. But too late. I told you that you were a good son, to let me take care of it, that I could help make it all go away. And then I said to you, you will not suffer from this memory or be tormented from the guilt of your misdeed. What goes behind that door shall stay there and be forgotten. I told you to clean yourself up, that if you were clean, no one would know what you are or what you've done. And you did exactly that. And more. You created a place in your mind to put your victims. You began to believe that as long as your suit was immaculate and your hands clean, you could look in the mirror and tell yourself it's all okay. No one need know what's behind that red door. But 1,000 years is a long time, Elijah. And a place meant to hold one unforgivable sin is now full to bursting with your most monstrous deeds.
Stop!
How long before it's your beloved Haley's corpse behind that door?
Stop.
You must be afraid that loving you will destroy her as it destroyed Celeste. Tatya, take my offer. The both of you. In new bodies, you will be alive again. You could give her a child to replace the one she lost.
You will not break me.
Oh, you are already broken, my dear boy. But not beyond repair. I am here to fix you. I am here to fix you all.
Bleeding power from a dark object is tricky, so it does help to know what kind of object it is.
The white oak stake.
You want to drain the white oak stake, do you?
The dark object. If I can't stop Michael, I have to stop that stake from working.
See, usually I like a girl with ambition, but this is just beyond mad.
Just show me the spell, Caleb. Cole, or whatever your name is.
The problem's not the spell, love. The problem's the white oak stake. It's too powerful. Well, you can't just drain it. Best you can hope for is to disable it, but just for a bit.
So do you have a better solution? Because I don't have time to argue. So show me the spell and hand me the keys.
And what are you going to do? I'm just going to drive around until you bump into them.
You may have messed with my bracelet, but I made sure months ago that I would always be able to find Michael.
All right, fine. Your funeral.
I'm still not going to allow you to drive me bloody car, though.
For its bitch.
I'll make sure to drain the rest of her right in front of your eyes, just before you burn.
Together.
I'm strong enough on my own.
No, you're not. Listen, I know you don't trust me and that's fair enough, but these are your mates that we're trying to save here. The only way that we can do this is if we work together. You need to trust me, right? Take my hands. Take my power. Channel me.
I'm not as weak as you remember, am I? Think you're doing?
Stay the hell away from us. Or I swear to God, I'll kill you myself.
You have a warrior's heart. Perhaps I'll keep it as a souvenir. This night has been a long parade of fools. I'll enjoy killing every last one of you.
Yeah,
I wouldn't bet on it. It's over, Michael. You're outnumbered. Are you going to beg for your miserable life?
You think having people makes you strong? It proves how weak you are. Come find me. When you don't have fools, women, and children fighting your battles.
Are you okay?
Ah, a bit lightheaded. Might have something to do with being knocked arse over teacup by dear old dad.
You are lucky to be alive, young lady. You want to tell me what the hell you were thinking?
Can we not do this right now?
Am I going to embarrass you in front of your friend? Who the hell is this guy, anyway?
And we got to stop meeting like this, pal.
He's my friend, and he's helping me.
Help you do what? Wage war on Klaus and help me get killed in the process?
I just saved Klaus's life trying to protect you.
Yeah, from a psycho vampire hunter that you brought back.
All right, enough. Well, I think it's enough. It should be enough. I mean, we're all friends here, aren't we?
Just stay here till I get back. I'll handle Klaus.
We should get out of here. Trust me, my brother's not the forgiving kind. Even if you did help out back there, his hatred of betrayal far outweighs his sense of gratitude.
I'm not afraid of him.
You ought to get yourself killed.
I'm out to get even with Klaus, and you're going to help me. But first, you're right. Let's get out of here.
You pulled the stake out in the nick of time. A moment longer and I would have been done for.
It's the least I could do for telling you not to kill that bastard the first chance you had.
Why, he hurt you. For that alone, I would kill him. You know, in 1,000 years, I think it's the first time I've seen him run.
You're still weak.
And he knew he was outmatched.
He checked the perimeter and he's definitely gone.
I appreciate your assistance.
Well, hey, you die, I die. Just call me selfish.
Yeah, you die, a lot of people die. But Klaus, we have another problem.
No more.
I'm afraid we've just begun. You will hang here, remembering. Every atrocity you've hidden behind that door will emerge to haunt you. And as you grow weaker, you will be ripped of your strength, your will, your hope. And as you rot here alone, you will reconsider my offer. A new life. A way to be freed of your demons. A chance at peace.
That's about enough of that, don't you think? I would have ripped her heart out, but she would have just body jumped.
Off. The door. There, break it. She's using it to bind me.
You need to feed. You're weak.
I can't. I crave you. My hunger could overwhelm me. Simply exposing him to the horrors of his past. I have to let him bask in his own version of a better world to come. And by the time he wakes, he will know the only way to find peace is my way.